Title: Rockoil Edit. Clean a brake fill from scratch in Ableton Live 12 with crisp transients and dusty mids. Intro: This is an advanced groove lesson for Ableton Live 12. Today we'll walk through a focused, practical workflow to create a Rockoil edit. Clean a brake fill from scratch in Ableton Live 12 with crisp transients and dusty mids. You'll take a raw brake, isolate and rebuild a 1 to 2 bar fill, and process it end-to-end using only Live 12 stock devices, so the fill sits punchy on top while carrying weight and texture in the 150 to 800 Hz range. The goal is a repeatable fill that snaps in a full mix, breathes drum and bass energy, and is ready for arrangement. What you will build by the end, you'll have a tight edited brake fill, 1 to 2 bars, a transient enhanced top layer for sharp attack, a parallel dust channel supplying mid-range character and grit, a consolidated fill clip with micro edits, groove applied, and bus processing for glue and tone, all with simpler or sampler, drum rack, EQ8, transient shaper, gate, saturator, drum bus, glue compressor, multiband dynamics, utility and the groove pool. Step-by-step walkthrough, follow each step in Live 12 with your chosen brake sample. Bay. Prep and select material, import your brake loop on an audio track and name it Brake Raw. Listen and choose 1 to 2 bars that contain the fill you want. Zoom in and set warp to transient mode to keep the original feel. Consolidate the selection with Command or Control J and name the new clip Brake Fill Source. B. Slice to work with pieces, right-click Brake Fill Source and choose Slice to new MIDI track. Use transient slicing so Live builds a drum rack full of simpler slices. Find the pads that hold your kick, snare, hats and cymbal swells and rename them. Fill kick, fill snare, fill sim, or whatever helps you stay organized. C. Clean up bleed and timing, solo each slice and trim start and end points inside simpler. Enable fades in clip view and apply short fades where needed to remove bleed and clicks. For tails, use short fade outs of 5 to 30 milliseconds. Avoid excessive transpose or warping. Prefer raw timing and micro nudging. D. Tight transient layer for crisp attack. Create a new MIDI track called Transient Clicks. Load a drum rack with one or two short click one shots. A trimmed noise burst or stick click works well. Program MIDI so each click lines up with the attack of your slices. Use a tight grid or 1/64 and micro nudge if necessary. Insert Live's transient shaper, boost attack between +30 and +60, reduce sustain between -10 and -25 to tighten tails. Then add EQ8, high pass around 200 Hz and a narrow boost in the 3 to 6 kHz range of 2 to 4 decibels. Pull the click level down so it reinforces rather than replaces the body, and use utility to bring width to about 80% so clicks stay center. E. Dusty mids channel. For character and weight, duplicate your drum rack or create a dedicated audio return for dust. Start with EQ8. High pass at 40 Hz to protect sub. Then a bell boost in the 200 to 300 Hz region, with Q around 1.2 and +3 to 6 dB to create dust. Add a gentle dip around 1.5 to 3 kHz if things get harsh. After EQ, insert saturator. Try analog clip or soft sine with 2 to 4 dB of drive. Follow with multiband dynamics. Compress the mid band that covers roughly 150 to 800 Hz with a 2 to 3 to 1 ratio. Attack 10 to 30 ms, release 80 to 200 ms, and aim for 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction. Make this channel parallel by sending it to a dust send return and blend so the dust is audible, but not overpowering. F. Tightening and transient shaping on the source on your sliced drum rack group. Add drum bus to taste. Increase transient by around 6 to 10 to emphasize attack. Keep distortion low and avoid adding extra low snap or sub unless you need it. After drum bus, insert glue compressor with a 10 to 30 ms attack, a 200 ms release and a ratio around 2:1 to 4:1. Target 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction to tighten the group. End with an EQ8 in mid-side mode. Small mid boost to 200 to 400 Hz only if needed, and a slight high shelf on the sides above 8 to 12 kHz for air. J. Micro editing the MIDI and groove shaping. Consolidate your drum rack fill into one MIDI clip and duplicate for variations. Open the groove pool and extract the groove from Brake Raw by dragging that clip into the pool. Apply the extracted groove to your new fill. Start with time around 60 to 90%, timing 70 to 100%, and a small random value of 1 to 4% to avoid mechanical repetition. For extra human feel, nudge individual hits on a 1/64 or 1/128 grid. H. Merge transient and dust channels. Create an audio track called Fill Bus. Route the drum rack, transient clicks and dust send outputs to Fill Bus. On Fill Bus, Use an EQ8 for final balancing, then add a Galoo compressor for overall Galoo, set attack 5 to 10 ms, release auto or 200 ms, and aim for 1 to 3 dB of reduction. Optionally set up a parallel saturation return filtered to 150 to 800 Hz and send to taste for additional character. Final polish, fades, gating and automation check for clicks at edit points and use short fades of 5 to 20 milliseconds. Use clip gain to level match hits. If bleed remains, use gate on individual simpler pads or on the fill bus with a 0 to 10 ms attack and a release between 50 and 150 ms. Final EQ8 adjustments. Gentle high shelf cut above 10 kHz if too bright, and only conservative low shelf boosts below 100 Hz. When happy, render or freeze and flatten fill bus to obtain your final audio fill clip. J. Integration in context. Drop the rendered fill into your arrangement with bass and other drums playing. Use utility to adjust placement and gain automation so the fill sits naturally. Optionally automate a low pass on dust send to reduce dust during denser parts. Common mistakes to avoid: don't oversaturate the mids. Too much drive blurs transients. Don't make the clicks louder than the drum body. Keep clicks about 6 to 12 dB below the perceived hit before group glue. Avoid extreme transient shaping that kills body. Balance attack boost with moderate sustain reduction. Don't warp small slices unless necessary. Warping can introduce artifacts. Always check the fill in full mix, not just in solo. Remember crossfades on slices to prevent clicks. Pro tips: add workflow shortcuts. Use mid/side EQ8 to keep dusty mids focused in the center so they don't collide with bass. Stack drum bus lightly into glue compressor for fast glue with character. Prefer transient shaping over heavy gating to preserve natural tails. Consider two small transient layers. A high 3.8 kHz sizzle and a lower 800 1.5 kHz would attack to keep body and snap. Save your drum rock and chains as a Rockwell fill bass preset for quick reuse. Use groove pool hot swap and small values. Subtle timing changes go a long way in DNB. Mini practice exercise in 20 to 30 minutes. Pick a break loop. Isolate two bars, consolidate and slice to MIDI. Build a transient layer with a short click and a dust parallel channel with EQ and saturator. Apply transient shaper on clicks at attack plus 40, sustain minus 15. EQ dust with plus 4 dB at 250 Hz. Bus to fill bus. Glue compress for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Render the fill. Place the rendered fill into a 4-bar loop with bass and tweak the dust send until it sits. Recap and final checklist. You've walked through a full Lev 12 workflow for Rockwell Edit. Clean a break fill from scratch in Ableton Lev 12 with crisp transients and dusty mids. Key points: slice and isolate rather than overwarp. Reinforce attack with a dedicated transient layer and transient shaper. Create dusty mids with EQ, saturator and multi-band dynamics in parallel. Glue with drum bus and glue compressor, and finish with mid/side EQ. Use the groove pool to retain human feel while keeping timing tight. Final listening checklist before rendering mono check. Does the fill retain mid-energy when summed? Low volume check. Do transients still read? Masking with bass. Does the fill avoid the bass fundamental? Phase check. No dips when summed. Freeze or render stems to save CPU and ensure recall. Closing: treat the fill as two jobs. Define the attack so it reads instantly, and provide mid-range texture that grooves without colliding with the bass. Keep transient layers centered and high, dust wider or mid-focused, and always work by listening in context. Save your presets, name and color tracks for quick workflow, and build a fill bank of rendered fills so you can drop them into projects fast. Now load Lev 12, pick a break, and start building your Rockwell-style fill.